Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, brought to you by Nimeo Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley.
And football. I love it.
Football mode here, and we are glad to welcome the new coach of Urbana High School football, Brad Wilson.
Coach. Good evening. How are we doing? I appreciate you having
this
me.
This will run the afternoon, so even though it's the evening.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. So I have to cut that one
out. But we're excited.
We leave all our mistakes in. That's the best part of the show. Yeah. But welcome back. You've been in North Carolina for about 3 years coaching down there, and now you're back after a long career at Westminster there, where you came in the you were in the state final in 2005, state semis 2012. You ended you broke our hearts, but you ended Middletown's 36-game winning streak in 2014. You also ended Martinsburg, West Virginia, a legendary name in high school football. You ended there. They had a 39-game winning streak?
I believe so, yes.
In West Virginia. So those two big streaks you ended. Mm-hmm. So you had a long career coaching here in Maryland, and you played your high school football here in Maryland, and now you are back.
I am, and it's great to be back.
Great to be back at Urbana. And we'll get to tell us how you got the job, because we all know the story. Dave Mancarini was on paid leave for a part of the year. They finished 2-8, the worst record in Urbana high school football history, although there's some great kids on that team, and I think some of them are back. But and then all of a sudden, you popped up as the coach. and we're trying to keep track of it. There was about five other coaching changes in Frederick County, so it's been a crazy year. But tell us how you went about getting the job coming back from North Carolina.
First of all, there are great kids at Urbana High School. I want to say that, you know, first and foremost, since, I'm very humbled and honored to have this position, to come to a storied program such as Urbana Athletics and Urbana Football and be a part of the school itself.
You're a teacher in the school.
I am
also
a teacher, yes, as well. And, I guess I let someone know that I was looking, to possibly come back. And, they apparently got in touch with Coach Hines, and I sent an email to Coach Hines. And, I filled out an application and got a phone call to come interview. And I did that a couple times, as a matter of fact. And fortunately, I was selected as the new head coach.
Well, it's that knowing each other, athletic directors.
Absolutely,
knowing coaches,
yes.
And coaching under the people, and it all works. Well, that's the way it works in industry, and, mm-hmm. and it's basically
absolutely
the same type thing, really.
It's a community.
But I just off the top, I talking to you on the phone the other day, you were very enthusiastic about 100 kids out for football at Urbana JV and varsity, and you am I wrong in saying you like what you see?
I like what I see a lot.
Okay. Oh, good.
They're, the kids report at 6:15. With the exception of one day, everybody's been on time. They're very, I would say, they're learning to be self-disciplined. I mean, they're disciplined, but when your expectations are high, sometimes you have to mold them and, to be more disciplined than what they think they are, because you need, a lot of discipline on the field on Friday night. But they're great young men. I have a great staff. The parent support has been tremendous. The administration has been tremendous. I'm just, a very humbled and honored to have this position.
I've got to tell you, it's a joy for Pete and me when we go down to Urbana. We were talking a little bit before the show started. You guys always treat us great. It's probably the biggest press box in the whole area. And
the nicest press box.
Yeah. And the other thing is, though, that when you get there, it's a beautiful facility. It's a beautiful location. And there's such fan support, and it's so enthusiastic. It's very much like a small college. Mm. And you guys have got the grills going outside and the smells, and everybody's happy. It's just a lot of fun. It's a big community event.
It is. There's been a lot of things that has impressed me since I've, became the head coach. But probably the biggest thus far is the athletic boosters and parents and athletes. They had a stadium cleanup on Sunday, this past Sunday. And when I walked into the stadium about 1:10, there must have been 300, if not more, students, parents, and everybody was doing a job, whether it was cutting grass or edging or painting. It was just an unbelievable sight, and it's great to have that community support for the kids.
you don't see any evidence of hangover from last year, because that was a shock for Urbana. Urbana is, they won, what was it, 5 state championships mm-hmm. out of the box in the late 90s, early 2000s. Always been a contender, right up there. And all of a sudden, 2-8 mm-hmm. And a coaching problem. Mm-hmm. No, do you see any evidence of hangover? From
well,
that?
No, because I told them there was not going to be any hangover. you know, I've been doing this long enough to know that, you know, every year is a new year. You know, and they had to make a choice. I said, you know, I don't want to hear about last year. We can't control it. What happened, happened. The only thing that we can do, possibly you could learn from it. I don't know all what happened. But my, when I got the position, I mean, I first met the players and the parents, it was, we're starting anew, and we're going to go from here. And that's been their approach.
I know Coach, Athletic Director Ryan Hines had to coach part of last year, and he's a former state championship coach. And so he's, from what I've seen in the Frederick News Post, he is definitely in your corner. He's an admirer of your style and the way you coach football. And I guess you got, the numbers tell the story. You got 100 kids out.
Yeah,
and this kind of heat that we've had in Maryland in mm-hmm. August and July, you must be doing something right.
Well, you know, again, it's a process. You know, this is the first year, and you know, there are other coaches. I'm sure that you know other coaches in the state. You know, they have a good turnout. You know, they're everybody has the same goal. You know, they want to win a state championship, and that should be everybody's goal at the beginning. And you know, you just work toward that one day at a time.
Now, the composition of the aerial teams, it's not the same divisions it was before. It's totally, you've got 2 independent schools, I believe, right now. And your team is back to being 4A mm-hmm. again, which is the only 4A team yeah. in Frederick County. Mm-hmm. And you were saying you only made 4A by how many students?
I could be wrong, but I want to say 15, 20 students. I believe I was told we're one of the smallest 4A schools in Maryland.
Isn't that a problem, though,
no,
for 4A
No, it's
school?
Not a problem. You know, to me, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A is numbers. There are some 1A teams, 2A teams, 3A teams that are, they play great football. So I don't get caught up in the classifications, so to speak. I don't think that's relative to how the kids will play the game. Their approach to it is just numbers. You might have more of the student body to participate, but you know, football is football. You're going to get the kids that want to play. They're going to do it the right way. You know, hopefully each team has one vision, one goal. They're playing for the community. They're playing for the school. They're playing for themselves. And that's what it's really all about. It's not about numbers. So I feel that, hey, any school at any level can play great football.
Okay, your first game this year.
Here we go.
Well, we want to brag about it because the first game we're doing, which is September 1st.
That's
it. It's at Urbana. It's Westminster. The Owls are a good team, and you know that.
They are.
And they're coming to visit you, so that's going to be a real test just off the bat. But you're a home team, so.
My approach is this, and it just to, you know, further discuss what I've been talking about, you know, and I know how, you know, when a coach leaves and, you know, coaching staff stays and, you know, then they're going to face the coach that left, you know, but it's not about, you know, Westminster against Brad Wilson, you know, it's the Westminster football team against the Urbana football team.
Right.
And that's my approach. You know, I'm not going to, you know, hey, win this one for me, because it's not about me. It's about the players and the community of Urbana. And that's my approach. That will always be my approach. It's not about me. It's about those players of mine. And I just need to make sure that my approach has always been, I'm going to do my job, make sure my players are prepared to play their best on any given Friday night, regardless of who we play.
I just think that's an exciting matchup. I'm not saying anything else.
It's going to add a little fuel to the fire, but hey.
And that's the first game we're doing, so we hope it's going to be an exciting
game.
It'll
be an exciting one.
And then the next week on September 8th at 7 o'clock, you're away at Clarksburg, which isn't too far away from you guys.
It's right down the road. Neighborhood brawl. Eh?
Right, yes.
And they've been a pretty good team in the past. And Duval, I can't remember a Frederick County team playing Duval.
No.
And they're coming to visit you guys mm-hmm. in Urbana, and they're traditionally a good school.
They are.
And then you're away versus Oakdale, and Oakdale is a powerhouse these days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on September 22nd at Oakdale. And then on Friday, September 30th, I can't pronounce the name of this team.
It's in Delaware.
It is. Right. That's how that's what I tell you.
Silesium?
I believe that is correct.
I believe it's a private school in Wilmington, Delaware.
It
I think.
Is. Yeah. That is correct.
And
I'm glad you
know,
didn't ask me to
the
pronounce
the experience
that.
Of Frederick County, when they schedule those games in mm-hmm. Delaware, they always run into a buzzsaw. Mm-hmm. They usually win, but and I think Urbana played a team in Delaware not too many years ago, and it turned out to be the runner-up for the state title.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not easy. And then Middletown comes to play Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, on the 13th of October, South Hagerstown comes down to play Urbana. That's a familiar team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys go away to Tuscarora. Tuscarora's an improving team. They've been playing a lot better in the past few years.
Coach does a great job.
Vince really does. And then on the 27th, TJ comes down on senior night at Urbana.
Okay.
And then the last game of the regular season, you're at Ligonier, and that is a tough place to play too.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a tough schedule this year.
Well, no nights off, really.
No, not at all. And and that's the way we want it. You know, if you want to be the best, you have to play the best. And, you know, each week, you know, hopefully, you know, we're improving, and that's my responsibility to make sure that they are. And we're going to take one game at a time. You know, our focus right now is, you know, we have our last scrimmage this Friday against Hammond, and that's our approach. And then next week we'll start practicing and getting prepared for Westminster. So, you know, I don't look 3 or 4 or 5 games down the road. It's one day at a time, one week at a time. My job is to make sure that my players are prepared for that certain week. And when that week's over, we prepare for the next week.
State of Maryland now is having schools start in September mm-hmm. instead of which it was for years and years mm-hmm. and years. And they actually are starting after mm-hmm. your first game. Have you ever been in a situation like that
yes,
before?
Yes, down in Carolina. Absolutely, yes. And what, surprisingly, the stands are full. They were down there. I mean, I'd been in Maryland 28 years before I went to go to Carolina, left to go to Carolina, and I had never heard of such thing. But it's like a typical Friday night. They all come back from vacation.
Well,
so hopefully it'll be the same thing here.
That's what we expect to see anyway, as long as everybody knows the game's
right.
on.
Right. I think they know.
Yeah. I mean, it really is a great place to go see a football game. So if you're going to be around on the 1st of September and looking for something to do that night, 7 o'clock in Urbana, you'll see the crowd and you'll see the bright lights. Come and see the game.
And that'll be on WFMD, too.
Absolutely.
We'll be on about 6:45 with our pregame show. And speaking of the Urbana team itself – we always give the fans just an overview, and I saw an article in the Frederick News Post that you might be doing more throwing than Urbana's done in the past. Urbana's, you know, been a running team, and you're looking at a spread offense. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're kind
yes,
of looking at?
Yes, that's what I do. I've been fortunate over the last, I want to say, 10 years. I've been fortunate to have some great coaches, some great players. I just feel in high school, certain high schools, that you don't have those big offensive defensive linemen where you can just line up toe-to-toe and, you know, run it down someone's throat. But there are enough athletes, good athletes in high school, who can catch a ball in space, make people miss. There are always kids to throw it. So you don't necessarily have to be as big up front to do that. And I want to make one thing perfectly clear, because anywhere I've gone, that's all he thinks about is offense. It's offense, offense, offense. That's totally not true. I want to make that public knowledge. And I used to be an old defensive coordinator, so I get it. I understand. But, we're going to play hard-nosed, come after your defense, and it's our same approach offensively.
Well, that's interesting. Now, do you have any prospects for quarterback? Because it all starts there.
I have 2 or 3. I have a returning player from last year. And then I have a freshman who's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, that sounds like
I see you smiling. He must be good.
I'm just happy to be here with you guys.
well,
that's unusual.
we're happy to have you. We're talking, if you're just joining us, Brad Wilson, the new head coach at Urbana High School football coach. I'm Pete McLeod, Ed Lulley. Our sponsor is Nimio Federal Credit Union. You're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, and we do all the coaches, and it's some of the most fun that we have all season, I guess, talking to these coaches because they like football like we do. Any athletes you can name there, wideouts? Of course, with a spread offense, you're going to have some speed out there.
You know, right now they're still competing.
Still competing,
you
okay.
You know, there's a good nucleus of players coming back. The one thing that impressed me when I got the job, the first thing I did was, you know, I looked at the last game against Linganore.
That was a close one.
And I knew that, you know, the program had been through some difficulty. Yeah. And I just wanted to see how those players that were still there, how they responded to playing Linganore, because I knew that was a big game. It's always been a big game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it will always be a big game.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to see, one, if they still played like Urbana football has always played. I want to know the intensity that they played, the toughness that they played. And from what I saw, that last game, it looked like Urbana of old. So
they only lost by 3 points.
So, you know, I'm thinking, I didn't see any player quit. I didn't see them, you know, not hustling. So as far as I was concerned, Urbana was playing Urbana football like I've always known, like I've played against. You know, and I'm fortunate to have a great nucleus of kids coming back. The seniors have done a tremendous job buying in. They're doing a great job leading the younger kids. We have, right now, we have a freshman up on the varsity. We have probably about 8 or 9 sophomores, so we're young.
Yeah.
But we got a great nucleus of seniors to build the foundation for where I want this program to get to.
Can you? It was very interesting before we went on the air, as it always is. Could you take us through, you know, this is a typical day of practice at Urbana in the summer with the temperature in the 90s. And it was just interesting the way you handled that today.
Today was, you know, there's heat acclimatization rules that we have to follow. So today for us was a 2-day practice. We were on the field from 7 to 10, full gear.
7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then we took 3 hours off, and my players don't leave school. From 7 to 10, we're full gear. You know, they had a great morning, and they had such a great morning, I cut practice short 15 minutes. That went over well.
I can imagine it did.
They don't leave school. You know, we give them about an hour to clean up and relax, get off their feet, and then we either go to the cafeteria or to the portables, and I have some moms that come in, and, you know, we cater lunch to them, so no one has to leave, no one has to worry about packing their own lunch. And then we either meet with them, each coach might meet with their position players. You know, we might just relax. And then we're on the field from 1 to 3. And this afternoon, any time that I have a 3-hour practice in the morning full gear, when we're allowed to go 2-a-days, we just go helmets in the afternoon. So we were in helmets, practicers in shorts. And, you know, it was a little warm out there today. So, you know, they had their helmets off at certain times when we were just putting things in. We did our special teams this afternoon, just walking through sort of, you know, certain things that we wanted to install. And, you know, they did a great job.
And that's not a bad day.
Right? No, it was a great day. You know, like I said, and I told them the hardest thing that they're going to do when we have 2-a-day practice, it's not the morning 3, it's the afternoon when they're not in full gear or just helmets. You know, it's more about even when we were just the first 5 days where we could be in just helmets, or the afternoon we just went shorts and T-shirt, is the concentration piece. And that to me is most important. You know, they're all they're all get after it, young men. They're physical. It's the concentration piece that I feel is the most important. You know, if you can't concentrate on your position or your responsibilities, it really doesn't matter if you are that big and fast and strong if you don't know what you're doing. So I'm a big guy on concentration, and they've been doing a tremendous job.
And are they ready? Going to be ready now for Westminster Friday night?
You think he's going to say no?
You don't know.
They still have work to do. But when that game comes around, they'll be ready. Yes.
Because I had coaches that told us, I don't know if I'm going to send you guys out on the field. You know, it was Saturday afternoon.
You know, it's my responsibility for them to be ready, and they'll be ready.
Well, and of course, you've worked with them now for a few months. You know them. You're a teacher in the school. And I imagine you're actually beginning to feel a little at home over there at Urbana.
You know, I tell you, I think being familiar with the area, I mean, I knew Frederick County, but I really didn't know Frederick County. It didn't take long for me to feel like I am at home. I remember getting out of the car, I don't know what night, when I got here in the evening, when I moved all my stuff up, and I get out, and I had that cool, fresh, crisp air in the evening, and I haven't experienced that in a couple of years.
Down in Carolina.
Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, I'm home. This is great. But no, you know, it's, like I said, the community, the players, the parents, The administration, you know, they've all embraced me. I've been fortunate to get to put together a tremendous staff, and you know, I'm just excited to be here.
All right. Are you going to do any other? Are you going to coach any other teams, or is football just enough for you now? Because basketball is so huge.
You know, I have experience in that. My priority right now is football. I'm going to, you know, that's a year-round job these days.
You used to coach baseball, too.
I used to coach baseball. I've in 35 years, you coach a lot. no, but, you know, football is my focus. I'm not saying that maybe a year or two down the road or something like that. If asked, I might help out. But right now, football is my focus.
You mentioned the Heat, you're watching the kids in the Heat. As you know, there's been a lot of controversy about the brain injuries mm-hmm. and the head injuries in football and studies that have come out that some people criticize other mm-hmm. people. Where are you on that?
You know, I don't believe that you have to, you know, have full contact every day. Plus, we have rules to go by. And I'm not a firm believer that you have to, you know, if we hit live 15 minutes, that's it, a week, and it's a short contained drill within 10 yards, it's more technique oriented. Other than that, you know, it's, hey, get to the ball, wrap them up, nobody on the ground, quick whistle. You know, I try to protect our players as much as possible.
And I think the momentum has been to try to get players to be safer. I know when I was a middle school coach, the huge emphasis was mm-hmm. do not have your head down mm-hmm. and watch how you hit. And I think that's been important. But the way I look at it is life's dangerous. People get killed playing lacrosse, mm-hmm. field hockey, and everything else. That's dangerous too. And you've had millions of kids play football, and we don't have the reports of as much
right.
as you see in the NFL. Of course, that's a different sport.
Yes. You're talking a whole different
it is. You're talking
size
talking
of players,
sizes,
speed.
Speeds
yes.
and impacts. And even there, I saw they have a brand new helmet they've designed. They think it's going to be a big help there mm-hmm. too. And I hope they do, because that's a horrible thing to happen.
Right.
But I know the coaches are really concerned about safety. And if you get a player that looks concussed, he's pulled.
Without
and
question.
Stuff like that. But, you know, it's a fast game. It is a mm-hmm. rough game, but I think that's one of the reasons it's so much fun too.
And I, you know, I also, you know, accidents can happen, and they always will. I think with what we do, because we're not running the ball, you know, we're not lining, putting 11 guys in a box, and you know, just playing smash mouth football. You know, we spread everybody out the best we can, and hopefully it works. You know, those type of injuries sometimes, you know, I believe that don't happen when it's, you know, one-on-one. And again, anything can happen. But usually, you know, you're going to put the ball in the hand of somebody who's pretty athletic and can move. And that head-on collision, not that it can happen, maybe decreases a little bit.
But I'm sure you guys try really hard to teach technique.
Oh, that that's,
that.
You know, whenever we have a defensive part of practice, that's the first thing we do with everybody. And it's, you know, step by whistle, like, you know, exactly. You know, my defensive coaches, they do a great job of that. And it's all about technique. Like I said, you know, we will work on technique more than we will hit live. And it's one time a week. It doesn't last long. You know, it's quick whistle. Nobody on the ground. You know.
And that minimizes injuries, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've been doing this a long time. And I'm not saying that I wasn't one of those coaches years ago. You know, but I don't believe you have to do that, you know, have that two-hour practice where everything is full contact, et cetera. I don't believe in that, so we don't do it.
Here, have a salt pill. That's what I mean.
No, I didn't do that.
No water for you.
That dates me. But that's what we. Well, it's a pleasure having you in here, and you've been around. You're an experienced coach, and I think you're fitting in pretty well so far at Urbana, and we'll. It's an exciting time of year. I can tell you're excited.
I am, and I appreciate you guys having me. I think this is tremendous for the county. You know, you guys do a great job, and you know, Frederick County is very fortunate to have you too, and you know, and what you are doing.
Well, we just have a lot of fun. We can't believe we're getting paid for it. I hope
that's true. We're happy we're getting paid. We weren't for a long time.
I feel the same way you do.
Hope the program director's not listening. But anyway, okay. Well, we thank you for coming in. Brad Wilson, the new head football coach at Urbana High School. He is ready to go. And we are too. September 1st at 6:45 p.m. We'll be on the air with the Westminster at Urbana game on WFMD. And we want to thank our sponsor, Nimeo Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Coach Wilson again for coming in, because we know it's a busy time of year for you. For Ed Lulley, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.